Progress Test 1.
Today's guest on The Breakfast Show is Janice Barber. For over a decade, Janice has been interviewing the rich and famous for her column, A Day in the Life, which appears in Celebrity Magazine every month. Welcome to the programme, Janice.
Hello.
Well, what I'd like to ask you is how you go about getting an interview with a star in the first place. I mean, is it easy?
Well, no, not nowadays, anyway. Actually, there was a time, 50 years ago, when you could look up celebrities in the phone book and call for a chat. Back then, it was only Hollywood megastars, you know, the really big names who were difficult to contact. It's all changed now, though. Even a minor celebrity will have a publicist, and that's where you have to start, with a call to a publicist.
And is it hard to get to talk to them?
It depends where you work, to be honest. Working for a major magazine, as I do, means I don't have any problems. The magazine editor or her PA supplies me with contact information. And as Celebrity Magazine is well known, I generally get through. Of course, if you're inexperienced, it's harder. Not only might you have to do a bit of research on the internet to find out which publicist to call, but you might just find you're put on hold or told that so-and-so is out of town. If they don't know who you are, they don't always want to talk.
That must be frustrating.
Well, it is, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't try. There's always a chance, even if you work for a small radio station or local paper. An actor who has just finished filming, for example, is keen to be interviewed because they need all the publicity they can get. So their publicist will be desperately trying to arrange as many things as possible. It's a good idea to find out which celebrities have recently done something they want to publicise. Just don't try getting in touch with them when they're on holiday.
Sounds like good advice.
Well, the best advice is to be persistent and polite with a publicist and clear about why you want an interview with one of their clients. It's their job to make sure you aren't going to ask any awkward questions, so they'll really interrogate you to find out what you aim to ask. And you may have to just smile and say thanks if they refuse.
OK. So to get that interview, you need to be good at answering questions.
I guess so.
Well, thanks, Janice.